1230 WDBZ, the buzz of Cincinnati. Lincoln Ware with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's a Friday. The weekend is here. And let's take a trip down to Miami Beach at the American Black Film Festival and check in with Boris Kodjo, who's on the scene. Boris, how you doing?
Hey, Lincoln, what's going on?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, hanging in. What's going on down in Miami? Of course, is the party still going on from last night?
The American Black Film Festival is going on, besides the fact that Miami won the second championship yesterday, which was off the chain.
I know it. I know it was.
Yeah, it's great. But we're at the American Black Film Festival. Tracy Ellis Ross is hosting this event this year. It's the 16th year of the event. And, you know, it's just a great platform for great filmmakers to showcase their work. You know, short films and long features, and tons of creative and inspiring people are down here. New writers, new producers. There's panels out here where you get to ask questions and find out about the film industry. It's just a really, really nice sort of a think tank type scenario down here where lots of people are mingling and exchanging information, ideas, and give advice. So it's been really fun. We're down here with Gold Peak Tea and launching the Take a Year Off contest.
$100,000 and a year off. How about that?
$100,000 and a year off. If you want to win, you go to Facebook.com/GoldPeakT, and you tell us why you should deserve to take a year off from your job and win $100,000. Man, hundreds of people have already signed up. The contest goes from June 5th to July 13th. Five finalists are going to be chosen to post a video to let us know why they should win, and then the fans will vote ultimately who's going to win $100,000 and able to take a year off from work.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Hopefully around Labor Day I'll be able to announce the winner.
Now, what's that website address again?
It's Facebook.com/GoldPeakTea. Facebook.com/GoldPeakTea. You have to be 18 or over, and hopefully you get to take a year off, pursue other dreams, passions, or enjoy the comfort of your home. Gold Peak Tea is our partner in this. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what they're doing in there, but anyway. Now, tell me a little bit about some of the black films. Let's go back 10 years ago. What's the difference? Are we seeing more black films coming out? I think so, with Tyler Perry and people like that. We're seeing a lot more black films hitting the mainstream now, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think it's because we've supported them over the years. You know, you have to come out and support black film. You have to go the first weekend, pay your price of admission, so that the studios know that there's a market out there, which it is. The world has shrunk, everything is multicultural,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
the world comes in different colors, and it has to be depicted like that in films as well.
Yes.
And in order for us to see more black film, we got to support it. So people go out and see them. There's some unbelievable films down here. You know, there's The Under Shepherd, there's Love, Better Muse Come, there's Bill Duke's new film that premiered called Dark Girls. There's a lot of good stuff out there, and so I want people to know and see these films eventually once they come out.
Now, I tell you, everybody's hoping that they would do some type of sequel to Soul Food. Will that ever happen?
It's a good question. You know, but you know what I think was special about Soul Food is it came in a time where you know, African-American audiences have been underserved, and we struck a chord with Soul Food, And it sort of started a movement in a way. I think it allowed a lot of other filmmakers to get their work seen, and so it serves its purpose. And I think it's time for other things to come out, like Tyler Perry, came out, and there's a lot of other amazing filmmakers that are now able to showcase their work, and that's the whole point of this. You know, we got to support, and we got to make sure that more films like this are see the light of day.
And we're also starting to see a lot more black actors and actresses taking lead roles on TV series now, seems like, huh?
That's right. Just like Undercovers was an opportunity to for us to be seen in a different light, you know, as spies or presidents or whatnot. So, but that's the whole point of it, you know. We this is a global playing field. You know, the world it comes in many different colors, and so we have to make sure that is reflected in what we see on TV and what we see in movies.
Now, what about last time I saw you? You were standing outside of a theater on Broadway. It was off Broadway, and you think you might go back to Broadway anytime soon, or what?
Well, funny enough, that was at the Broadhurst Theater, which is a nice theater on Broadway where we did Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
And right.
My wife is currently starring in A Streetcar Named Desire in that very theater.
Oh, okay. I saw the signs when I was in New York. I saw those signs. I forgot she was in that. So I'm going to have to get back up there.
If you saw the signs, you should have gone in and see the show.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to make a special trip to New York to see that. I like those plays. There was a play called Memphis. Did you ever see that?
What's that?
Memphis.
I never saw Memphis, no.
That was a pretty good play also. But, yeah, we'll have to check that out. Cat on the Hot Tin Roof. They've got some fantastic actors in that one.
Yeah, it's called A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, it's Streetcar Named Desire. What am I talking about?
Cat on the Theater, and it runs through July 22nd. So you got to check it out. It's 36 more performances.
All right. Well, don't forget, folks, win $100,000 and a year off the Gold Peak Tea Contest. Give the website once again, Boris.
Facebook.com/GoldPeakTea. Go sign up right now and win the $100,000 and take a year off from work.
All right, Boris, always good talking to you. Tell Nicole we said hi, and good luck down there.
Thank you so much, Lincoln.
All right, thanks for talking. All right, that's Boris Kodjoe right there. Yeah, remember him from Soul Food? He was also in Brown Sugar. He was in Love and Basketball. He was in Madea's Family Reunion. He's in a lot of stuff. Yeah, but you probably remember him more from the Showtime Soul Food. Oh, he was in that TV show Undercover with that Brazilian actress. And she was tough. Yeah. Boris Kodjoe. The Black Film Festival.